section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League, podcast number 33. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by Aaron P. Hughes, Doug Hahn, David Pate, and Ty Borman, all from the Kiwani Sports League 2008. Now, I just want to give everyone a big shout out. I just want to congratulate the winner. You guys may know him from It Burns When I Pee. But it's Mr. Ryan, the creepy guy. Ham! Congratulations on your win of the Kiwani Sports League. Hey, let's give him a round of applause, guys. All right, moving on to the... Just kidding. Congratulations, dude. You kicked ass.
Yeah, he didn't.
He beat me in the final game.
Lucky.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have beat me. He shouldn't have beat anybody.
No, he played a good game. It was decent.
You know what's funny? And I went through and I talked about in my post is that if one of the people other than, you know, the one that he lost to, which was actually Ty Boardman.
That's right.
You suck.
Because he went 11-1, if I'm correct, on his stretch. Mm-hmm. If one of those people would have beaten him, he would have lost. Like, completely. Like, I'm talking about if he would have lost any of the games leading up to the playoffs. So,
well, we got to give him congratulations for winning, though.
Yeah, so. And you know, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
That's my favorite saying, yes. And also, I want to congratulate on the Diet KSL champion, Mr. Doug Hahn.
We all saw it coming.
That's not what she said. That's why she puts her hand up now. So it doesn't hit her in the face. All right, so that's. I just wanted to wrap up, and I feel bad I didn't do all 16 weeks like I said I would, but stuff happens. I'm sorry. We'll see if we can get them all next time. But anyways, let's move on to the off season right now. Today is Saturday, the 7th of March, and we are going. Actually, this is going to get released tomorrow. Can you believe that?
No.
Yes.
You don't have that type of turnaround time.
Yeah, I do. It's going to get released
tomorrow.
FedEx. Fuck you. You suck. Anyways, we want to go over all the major coaching changes right now. I mean, there's been a ton of them. I mean, what do you guys think?
We didn't fire our coach. Our coach got us through the Super Bowl, so we're not getting rid
of
him.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, we're talking... I'm sorry. Let's go over the NFL head coaches firing.
Andy, do you want me to...
Yeah, Aaron, why don't you talk about this?
To kind of go over, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 coaching changes.
All right, let's hear them all.
Out of 32.
That's what she said.
She gives us a fraction of
11:30 seconds, which can't be put down any further.
Anyways.
So, going over, there's actually a few. There's one head coach that is actually just taking over, which is Eric Mangini, who was fired from the Jets. He is replacing Crennel from the Browns. He's the only actual head coach that's being changed. But the rest of them are, former head coaches or former defensive or offensive coordinators that are taking over for the other people. Some of the big ones in particular is we have Josh McDaniel, who's the offensive coordinator for New England, is replacing Shanahan from Denver. He's probably the one of the biggest ones. So is Todd Haley, the Arizona's offensive coordinator, is replacing Herm Edwards at Kansas City. Jim Caldwell is Indianapolis's assistant head coach. He's replacing Dungy. Then we also have, Jim Moore replacing Mike Holmgren is probably another big one.
Well, so. Everyone knew about that, though. Yeah. Who? Talking to the mic,
Ty. Coordinator from New York City.
Okay.
Which one?
New York Giants.
And I put down he's replacing someone from St. Louis.
Because we don't know who the head coach was. They're losing him because I think he did a hell of a job this year.
True. Greener pastures, though. You know, he's hoping to do something in St. Louis. So well,
maybe he'll take on a head coach. Did they get rid of their...
Yeah, no, he is. He's going to be the head coach at St. Louis.
Ty, make sure you're talking to the mic.
Better for him.
You need to talk.
It would actually help if you actually turned his mic on through the.
It might help if you plugged it in over there.
Yeah, it's plugged in.
So anyway, but yeah, like the head coaches. I mean, I don't know. What do you?
Well, actually, since Dave's a Broncos, he's a big fan of the Broncos. What do you think of them getting rid of Mike Shanahan?
I don't really care. The Broncos were a team that I liked a few years ago. They're not anymore.
Fanboy.
They're not. That's unbelievable.
That's not fanboy. That's bandwagon, actually.
Oh. Ouch.
I called you out, bitch.
I liked the Broncos because of Clinton Portis. Clinton Portis went to Washington. Now I'm a Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. My bad. Right.
You like those black people, don't you?
Anyways.
Now, be nice.
Yeah. Come on. Anyway, so with all the head coaching changes, I mean, do you guys see anything happening, though? I mean, because there's a... I mean, whenever you come in their first year, I mean, you may get lucky and make the playoffs, but there's no way.
Well, there's one thing I do want to talk about, which is Oakland. I mean, they have a revolving door of head coaches. I mean, plain and simple, they do. I mean, they'll fire a head coach after a couple days if he doesn't turn around. And that's something I think is kind of messed up because most head coaches, their first year, they're getting into a groove. You know, they may do okay. Maybe they'll have a breakout year because no one expected it. But normally that's few and far between. You normally don't see a rookie head coach going all the way to the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's ever happened. I'm sure it probably has at some point in time.
I think. Actually, Gruden.
Was it his first year?
His first year they made it to the
first
Super Bowl.
First year in Tampa Bay, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, normally you don't see that happening, though. Normally. But that's something where you kind of have to give your coach time to, you know, have a plan set, you know, like, okay, you know what? We're going to build this year on our offensive line. Then we'll get a quarterback. You know, you build on something. And in Oakland, honestly, they have a good 5 years before they're going to be a decent team in the AFC West.
Never.
You're giving them 5 years?
I'm saying five because they might get a head coach that might have some, you know, smarts in them.
You know what? If they would just get Ditka, would do something.
If they got Ditka, they'd go 15-1.
15.
Yeah.
You mean 18-1?
They'd go 18-1.
And win the Super Bowl?
And win the Super Bowl.
yes.
Other 18-1 teams that we know of.
That won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think you have to give a head coach time to adjust to his new team. I mean, especially if you're talking about coming into a head coach position from another position, defensive coordinator and such, you're going to be making them calls down the road that, you know, only your offensive coordinator is going to know. And it's difficult working with a new team. You know, I can't understand how they can even do that in 1 year and expect to have a winning season.
Right, right. But, yeah, so what other changes have happened, Aaron? That's all the coach changes, right?
Well, I just kind of went over the major ones. But
that looks disgusting.
I don't know. Like, what do you guys think, I mean, about some of the coaching changes that have gone on? I mean, like Mangini taking over for Cornell. I mean, they were both under Bill Belichick, you know, for offensive, defensive coordinators and everything. And Mangini gets fired from the Jets, and then out of nowhere, you know, he goes, you know, to the Browns. And the Browns, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with the Browns. I mean,
well, they are the Browns.
Well, they were good 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
I mean, Braylon Edwards was like, he was the breakout star. People were talking about, oh, that's, you know, one of the top receivers to get. And he had the most dropped balls last year. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean...
You mean T.O. didn't actually win that?
No, he had second most.
but he's slipping.
Yes. So, I don't know. Doug, what do you think? Like, Mangini taking over for Cornell, will that increase their wins from last year or no?
No, it's not going to matter. Not in that division. I mean, you've got solid teams in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who else is in that one? Oh, the Ravens defense is going to be, again, tremendous. They just re-signed Ray Lewis.
Yeah, and he'll be able to retire, which is nice.
Yeah.
But they did lose a lot of key players.
I mean, the only thing you're really losing in that division, you got the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay, so there's their two wins.
So do you think they're going to sign Rex Grossman?
Who, the Bengals?
Yeah.
No, they decided to go with the other crappy ex-Chicago Bear, J.T. O'Sullivan.
J.T. O'Sullivan. Nice.
Who is also from, he came from the 49ers, where we also talk about one Mike Singletary.
Singletary.
Ex-Bear.
Yes. So I think, you know, Dave, what do you think about some of the changes?
I think a lot of them have been totally screwed up, and they're going to change the whole league around this year.
Yeah.
Wait, who was that?
They.
No, who screwed up?
Them.
I think a lot of teams screwed up. I think a lot of teams let go of a lot of good players, and I don't know if it's because of the economy or what it is, but just some teams are just going to be horrible next year.
Well, like, who do you think in particular? Like, bottom.
Whoa.
Welcome to puberty.
Whoa. I'm going through puberty. Watch out.
Bottom four teams.
Easy.
Cincinnati, Oakland, San Francisco, and probably Atlanta because they just lost their defense.
Andy?
Definitely Oakland. That goes without saying. I'm going to go with the Jets, the Lions, and the Bengals.
Douglas?
Lions, Rams, Bengals, Bengals. Yeah, they're going to die. And Oakland Raiders are going to all shoot each other and then therefore go 1-15 with their only win over Detroit.
Detroit, Cincinnati, Oakland, St. Louis.
Right, right.
Yeah, I you know what, like I have Oakland, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and actually I think the Jets. That's what Doug thinks about the Jets. So, I mean,
yeah, he just farts
but,
on them.
No, I actually
nice
think
one.
The Jets.
Nice one.
Like, all right, here's how big of a dork I've been recently.
Oh jeez.
I went through and actually drafted out like what I think the wins and the losses will be for every team because they have the home in the way. They don't know the time period. But I put down the Jets actually as having quite a few losses. So I think the Jets are going to do a shitty job.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think they're going to suck, dude. Really, really suck. Like, as in, like, yeah, suck. With the bowels.
What do you think about, like, top four teams, though?
Top four teams. What do you think, Dave?
Top four teams, I'll say the Colts. The Steelers, I don't know. I mean, the other teams are pretty close.
Okay.
Probably the Giants. And the Patriots.
Yeah, I'll say the Patriots, the Steelers. Now we got to go with NFC. In a way, I want to say Carolina, but I think they're going to blow it again. Man, that's a tough one. That's actually kind of tough, the four best teams. The Colts, I just don't see it. I see like a team that just sucks all the time that's actually going to do something. Like almost like the Rams, in a way. But, you know, they don't have anyone on their team now besides Bulger, which he was washed up from day one when they let Warner go. But I think the Cardinals actually have a good chance of doing something again. Doug?
I'm going to go with the Bears. The Bears practice squad and the Bears people they cut.
Okay, Ty, what do you got? Oh. Talking to the mic.
Gotta go with Giants.
Okay.
Probably.
Talking to the mic, dude. All right, come on. Come on. Talking to the mic.
It's kind of hard to concentrate right now. I feel like I'm in a press conference. Giants. Got to go with the Bears just because of the home team. You know, I'm not sure this year. Top four, really.
All right. Aaron, what do you think?
Well,
Bukkake?
I think the Steelers are going to have a great year.
The Sooners.
Fuck. All right, Steelers will have a great year this year.
Oh, that's the Sooners. I'm like,
yeah, the Sooners.
I'm going to go with USC.
Yeah. Kewanee Boilermakers are going to be phenomenal in the NFL.
Dude, they're going to go 0-9 again.
No, but for the AFC, I'm going to go Steelers, and I'm going to go I don't want to say Tennessee because I think it was almost a fluke year. And so I'm going to probably go the Colts because
I think be the worst quarterback to ever win two Super Bowl rings. Two more than Dan Marino.
But I think the Patriots, Patriots are going to probably be like 8-8 and make the playoffs because their division is going to be horrible. But the other one for the NFC, I actually have Philly taking the division. I think that Philly has a very easy schedule. And I think that Philly is going to have a breakout year. So I got Philly going, and then Arizona is going to be my other one. So,
all right, yeah.
Do you think McNabb's going to have 2 years in a row?
McNabb's a good quarterback.
I mean, yeah, he is.
When he stays in the pocket, he is a very good quarterback.
I held on to him all season.
And here's my question. Mm-hmm. Do you really think the Cardinals can be good without Bolden?
Ooh, good question.
Yes.
I think they can. I don't see Bolden being that big of a guy. I mean, Fitzgerald's the guy who is the guy.
And you have Steve Breaston that took over Bolden like no other.
Well, not only that, but Fitzgerald, first of all, he causes no problems at Arizona. He is a stand-up guy. I mean, he is a very good person.
He actually reminds me of all the people, Walter Payton. Because he's very calm. He's relaxed. He's not like a dick about stuff. He's like, hey, I want to win. I want to win. That's all I want to do. I want to fucking win.
To me, like, that's the biggest thing that I, at least that I think of is, look, you can go and ask for all of the money in the world, but wouldn't you rather have a ring? Wouldn't you rather be known, like, as one of the greatest NFL players of all time? Wouldn't you want to go to the Hall of Fame? And if you go there, normally you're going to have good people around you. I mean, Fitzgerald isn't going to do good with a Rex Grossman thrown to him. I'm sorry. No offense, but he's not, you know? So, I mean, he has a great quarterback, and then he has two other really great wide receivers. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Fitzgerald has his crap together. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he'll be the model, basically, that everyone's going to want to follow.
Do you think will be there?
Who?
Edgerrin James.
You know what? I don't think Edgerrin.
That's going to matter either.
Yeah. For some reason, every time I hear his name, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but why don't they just release him? He's making a lot of money and he's sitting on the bench.
Well,
okay. It would be a smart thing, but.
Yeah, they won't do it because it's a smart thing. That's the problem.
Are we being kind of quick to count out the Cowboys? I know they're losing T.O., but I mean, that's not.
Yeah, well.
The Cowboys.
I have to say that.
Cannot get to the playoffs. Main reason, Tony Romo.
I think Tony Romo
is a great quarterback. I mean,
I think he's overrated.
Under pressure, though, in the pocket, he can perform.
But the thing is, season is good, all right? Yeah. But every time you blow in the playoffs, like he does.
Dan Marino,
same person. That's how I look at it. I mean, he could be the greatest quarterback ever, but if he cannot win a fucking playoff game, screw him.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that the Cowboys will do good because I think without having T.O. there, T.O. always drew two receivers to him.
Right.
And, you know, two DBs to him. And so when you have that, you open up your tight end, you open up your running or fullback, you open up your other wide receivers.
Right.
And I think that when you have T.O. leave, I mean, who is their wide receiver? It's Roy Williams. But it's just Roy Williams, you know?
But then you still have Marion Barber, who, I mean, they even showed it on the stat. When Marion Barber gets 25 carries, they win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
And when, you know, T.O. doesn't drop 14 passes, they usually win.
And I'm not saying anything T.O. that he's great or anything, so.
But you have Jason Witten. He's going to draw coverage. People are going to have to start covering him. You're going to have to watch out for Marion the Barbarian. And Felix Jones is just as quick out of the backfield. So they might even do like St. Louis does with Reggie Bush and throw Felix Jones in there in the backfield.
Me New Orleans Saints?
Whatever.
I don't know what you meant. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. Saints suck.
Exactly.
The New Orleans Aints.
Nice one.
They ain't gonna go nowhere. But either way, they're not gonna do anything. So Felix Jones, you got him in there. What was the other wide receiver that they had?
Miles Austin?
Patrick Creighton.
Patrick Creighton.
Okay.
He was a decent wide receiver. He's just gonna be like a third receiver there for him too.
Now what about where T.O. went?
Where did T.O. go?
So where did T.O.
go? Yeah, where did T.O. go?
I'll tell you where he didn't go. Da Bears.
He didn't go, yeah. He went to the Buffalo Bills. He signed, look at this. The headline on NFL.com reads, Major Risk. That's what it says. Major Risk. What's that? Anyways, so what I was thinking, what the Bills are going to do, I think they're going to go after one Michael Vick. What do you guys think?
Who's going to go after Michael Vick? The Bills?
The Bills.
49ers.
No, the 49ers are actually talking about getting Vick.
They don't care about dogs there.
No, you know who I think will have?
Convick.
I guess a question to ask is, when we talk about, you always have that one team that was horrible last year, but then has a huge year, like the Falcons, for example, last year.
Well, that's the stat of that division. Whoever gets last in that division,
except for last year.
Well, yeah, but still, they made the playoffs.
But okay, who do you think that did bad last year? That was one of the worst teams. Will do great, David.
Well, I don't know really how bad they did, but to be honest, with the defense that they build up, I think the Redskins will be pretty good.
They do have that rookie quarterback, though. He's been pretty good. They do have that rookie quarterback that's been pretty good in the last 2 years, hasn't he?
What, the Falcons?
Rookie quarterback who's been playing the last 2 years.
Yeah, Campbell.
Nah.
Wasn't he the guy that threw like zero interceptions for the first like 10 games?
Yeah. And then he threw 15.
How many passes did he throw? Five?
He threw like 10, 20.
But you got to think, they really
all dump-off passes?
And I'm not saying that because I like them, but they really did do well in picking up free agents this year.
I don't know. What do you think, Andy? The team that was bad last year that'll do great this year. Not saying that they'll have a great team for years to come, but...
Well, see, I'm really weird about this because I actually want to say the Bears, but of all
they were 9-7 though. It's they weren't a bad team, you know.
It's you know what
I. When I'm talking bad teams, about Lions.
I'll tell you who.
No team can get lower than the Lions.
I'll tell you who I think is going to have a great year this year.
Who?
I think. I'm sorry. What
you're thinking?
Oh, you're thinking.
Hey, you don't do that.
I think the 49ers are going to do something this year. I think with Singletary being the coach now, I think he's going to turn that franchise around. The other team to watch that I think will do something are the Chiefs. I think that they're going to have probably the breakout year, and they're going to be the biggest surprise. I mean, they got the third pick in the draft, and they're going to get. I bet you they end up picking up a wide receiver, or they're going to pick up another defensive lineman. It's going to be one of those two because they're pretty strong everywhere else. I mean, they have two great tight ends right now, and they got they have Dwayne Bowe. They have Mike Vrabel, who is actually says he's going to play for him, which is great, actually. So looks like the Patriots did pretty good on that one.
Well, what about you, Doug?
I was going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The fact that they've got Matt Cassel and Vrabel for a fourth, or was it fourth or second round pick?
Second round pick.
Just a second round pick. And just like Boober said, they got the third pick, which will probably be Michael Crabtree out of Texas Tech. And he's a phenomenal, phenomenal wide receiver. So I could see them just tearing it up in that division. I mean, look who they play. Oakland Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There's two wins. Broncos. Broncos might be a 1-1,
mm-hmm.
but even the Chargers might even be a split, just especially with Arrowhead being ecstatic this year. They should have every reason to be filling the stands there.
I wholeheartedly agree with you about the Chiefs, because I saw them before as being a 4-12 team, but now, I mean, they have a pretty damn good shot of going 8-8. They do play the AFC North this year, though, if I'm correct. So that is a little bit of a challenge, because I mean the North is a very, very tough division in the AFC. So, well, I shouldn't say tough, but they have two two really good teams there. But the other one actually is the Seahawks.
I was just looking at them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Getting TJ is...
TJ, who's your mama?
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. And then they have the fourth round pick. I mean, they made moves. I mean, they did a very good job of that. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that those two teams will probably be the best.
The Seahawks just need to stay healthy, too.
Yeah. I mean, and they have a weak division. They play St. Louis, San Fran, you know? I mean, Arizona's a good team, so... You know, depending, I mean, they may be able to split, you know, the series with them, but I don't know.
They also have a hell of a home field advantage.
Yeah. So.
True, yeah. I think of shitty teams that are expected to maybe do a little bit better. I think Browns might do a little bit better this year. I was pretty impressed with their defense until they got ran over by a few teams.
Defense. They hit a defense.
They did have a defense through the first half of the year. They were stepping it up. They were stopping Steelers pretty good.
But they also lost a lot of their defense.
Yeah, so. Well, their defense was concentrated on the line. You know, it was a lot of run defense and pass blocking. But they weren't really good with keeping up with the receivers. I think they're going to try and improve on that this year.
You know, in another team, Green Bay, actually, they have the ninth pick in the draft. I mean, that is very, very high for a team that did very well last year. So, I mean, Green Bay, I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, and he could do things, so.
Could.
What
yeah, I don't think he will.
The 17th.
18th.
I believe it's 17th.
18th. I want NFL.com right now.
Do I get a confirmation on that from somebody, Boober?
What?
Was it 17 or 18?
I'm not sure, actually.
Like I said, NFL.com.
I got
number
you.
18. 17 is the Jets.
Okay. Yep.
And the Lions have the 20th pick also, so which they got from Dallas.
That's
so that's going to be another wide receiver.
Yeah. No, you know
two
what?
Two wide receivers in the first round.
Here's the thing. Dallas actually, or I'm sorry, not Dallas, but Detroit has an opportunity here. Because if they
to
play,
sell the team.
To do nothing, yeah.
If they exactly. play their cards right, you have two first-round picks. You have one you have the number one pick, you know, in the draft. And then you have, you know, the 20th pick. You could do a whole lot of damage with that. I mean, you really could. So, I don't know. I mean, they have an opportunity, I think.
Right.
No, they don't.
Sure.
But you gotta realize, no matter who they pick up, they're going to suck. and it's amazing because, I mean, you look at last year's draft, first-round draft candidates, how many of them exploded for their teams, or even just draftees in general, rookies last year that exploded. Forte, Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco. I can't remember the Arizona running back. He was a rookie.
I know who you're talking about,
yeah.
Though.
All right, what do you guys, of all the free agents signing, what is the most fucked up one that you're like, you've got to be kidding me, that that's what he got signed for?
Like the signing?
How much he got signed for?
Yeah, how much he got signed for?
I haven't been noticing that.
Okay, I'm going to go over mine because I think it's fucked up. Albert Haynesworth.
Okay, that one. Yeah, that one's fucked up.
$100 million over 7 years. And he's guaranteed, what, I think $42 million?
Yeah.
That's what he's guaranteed. He's going to make $42 million just by basically showing up.
At least.
And if they release him, he still gets his $42 million.
You know something that people don't remember about him? You remember when he stepped on that guy's face?
Yeah. I do. I do. That was great.
Because when he stepped on that guy's face,
that put him on the map.
Dude, I remember Mike and I were watching that. We're like, you need to throw his ass in jail.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, that is assault right there. That was fucked up, plain and simple.
Battery, mm-hmm. Not assault.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, battery.
Aggravated because of the spikes.
But
yeah, since Redskins are your team now, Dave, what do you think about that?
I think that he was totally he should have never gotten that much. I don't think there's any player worth that much money.
I am.
What do you do if you're a coach though and your town is pushing you to spend the money? I mean, of course, you don't go after a player like that for $100 million.
Now, here's something.
You could get two really good players, at one at that position and one in another
A-Rod
position.
To play for
the exact
people.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, this is an interesting question that they were discussing on 670, The Score. There's actually two different salary caps in the NFL. There is how much you can actually spend in the salary cap and how much your owners are willing to spend. And they were saying that was the biggest problem with the Bears is that the owners aren't willing to spend money in free agency to pick up people. So that's why Jerry Angelo has to go with the draft picks that he's going to hopefully get.
Well, okay, if you want to switch to the Bears, I have a beef, all right? There's two players on that team that no one gives a that I think are going to break out one of these days. Mike Haas and Caleb Haney. And Caleb Haney, of course, is the third, well, now the second string, if you want to call him that. And then we also have Mike Haas, who's on the practice squad, who's never played an NFL game, but the games he's played in preseason was actually pretty impressive. But they never put him to, like, second string, like, give, let him play, like, two downs, see what happens.
Well, now he has the chance because he's got a good,
yes,
good
he does.
Chance at making number one receiver.
Yeah, I mean, well, Devin Hester, first of all, should be your fourth, fifth receiver.
I'd give him a solid three, but he could do a good job in the slot. Well, he has to remember the routes for one.
Yeah.
Well, remember the routes and
catch the ball.
Not be worried about overrunning the throw.
But would you say somebody like a Torrey Holt would be a good fit?
Torrey Holt, or I would have loved to get Lavernius Coles, TJ.
I think Holt would be one of the best fits. I mean, Harrison, and Tio, I don't think would have been that good.
No.
That would be a rotty
well, I also thought of Lavernius Coles, and I just wish that they would have put an effort in to pick up at least a decent wide receiver.
There's
and
still
right
some
now,
out there,
their
too.
Their best chance is Torrey Holt.
Roddy White isn't available by chance this year.
No way.
He's yeah, Holt's pretty good. I think that'd be a good choice.
But my guess is they're going to bring back guys like, you know, oh, former Bears.
Let's see. Who's washed up?
You want to go over washed up players?
Bobby
Marvin
Ingram.
Harrison.
Bobby Ingram. There we go.
Mike Hilliard.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's still
if
available.
Back. Or maybe they'll go out and get Joey Galloway.
Daryl Jackson.
Ooh. Joey Galloway, great fantasy player. Number
Bobby Ingram.
One.
Yeah.
Now, here's one thing I want to go over.
Or Monty Tumor.
Wait. Here we go. I just found it. This is it.
Okay.
Dante Hall. We are going to have the best returners as wide receivers.
Hester and Hall.
Oh, yes. The double H's.
But at least they'll have good 40 times.
And Haas, so we'll be Triple H.
Triple H, yes.
I just want to give a shout out to my show, Vertebraker. Yeah. Drops everywhere on August 11th, 2012.
Yes.
Well, here is a question I have. What team that made the playoffs do you think will do absolutely horrible this year?
Vikings.
Ravens.
Vikings. Vikings are going to fucking suck, dude. They were going to go after T.O., dude.
Were they really?
Yes.
They were and have Adrian Peterson throw to him.
Yeah.
See, I think the Chargers are
I
do
agree.
Very good.
The
Chargers.
Other AP, I'm sorry.
Tennessee. Tennessee is another one, yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee too. I agree with you.
No, Terry
so
Collins will carry that team like no other.
So we actually think three teams that made the playoffs are going to do bad.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of
you know what the thing is, though? I think the Colts are going to do bad, too, because they're going to have, with Marvin Harrison being there, they still have to cover him. Same thing with Reggie Wayne.
They could cover Marvin Harrison with a defensive end, though. Yeah.
I know. But see, now they can actually double. They were doubling up, what's his face? Reggie Wayne. But now, even with the tight end,
Jason Witten.
No.
That's Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
What's this? I don't even remember his fucking name.
Joseph
Addai? No.
Well, Joseph Addai's the running back.
Yeah. Who's the tight end that he was throwing to?
100% either.
Gosh, I'm fucking idiot.
Am I stuck in a room full of retards?
Who's the tight end? I can't think of his name.
Dallas Clark.
Thank you. Dallas Clark. Yes. I think that they won't do as good. Now, their defense actually isn't too bad, but I just don't see them doing as well as they used to.
Let's not also forget about Anthony Gonzalez, though. He was a hell of a third. He could easily step up into that number two.
All right, I'll give you that.
And then when you have Peyton Manning throwing to him, anybody could be an easy number three for them.
Or number two.
Well, actually, since, you know, all these stupid releases and everything, I'm waiting for Peyton Manning to actually be released.
Wait, what's probably the dumbest release so far? There was one that I was like, what? Not T.O., but it was someone else.
Mine is Matt Castle, honestly.
Yeah, that Matt Castle, that trade's fucked up, dude. I can't believe you trade, you franchise tag someone, and then you trade him. He's going to make $15 million, and he's probably going to get hurt the first play, and he's guaranteed $15
million. He's going to get Trent Greened.
He's going to play Brady.
First play, he gets Trent Greened out.
And who do you bring in? Trent Green.
It's not that douche. Anyways.
Dave. Okay. I don't know. I mean, like, here's the thing, like, with Castle. Honestly, I said that they should have gotten rid of Brady. And I wholeheartedly think that.
Dude, that would have been great on Mike, man.
And I really think, I think that Brady, because he's been injured and he's going to miss part of the season, why keep him, you know? I mean, why keep him?
I mean, do you think that they're going to basically throw away the season because of it?
I think that they will. I think they'll make the playoffs still, but
they didn't last year, and they went 11-5.
Yeah, but making the playoffs at 8-8 isn't really that big of a deal, you know?
Well, if you're in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
What's the name of that guy, the backup that came out through 300-400-yard game?
That's Matt Castle.
Oh, that's who you're talking about.
Okay. Yes, that's who we're talking about.
Welcome to the show.
You'll have to forgive
My name is Ty, everybody.
Huh? Ty, when the fuck did you get here?
Ty knows.
I came in the back
door. He knows badminton and squash.
What's curling?
I play bags.
Now, do you think Denver's quarterback is going to leave?
Jay Cutler.
Yeah. He wants to. Why not?
And where do you think he's going to pick him up?
Bears.
The Bears. I hope not.
I'm not saying where do you want him to go.
Where do I think he's going to go? Seriously, this sounds really stupid, but I think he's going to go to the Browns.
I'd actually even if
why
the 49ers
would the take him
49ers away? Have been looking for Browns. Quarterbacks though. So
who?
Yeah. 49ers. Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the Niners have been looking for quarterbacks.
Tampa Bay.
I mean, they're so desperate they want to go after
Carolina.
Vic.
Actually, you know what?
Well, actually,
Jeff Garcia. I bet you anything goes back to the 49ers. It's either he's going to go to the Niners or the Browns, and I think Cutler will go to whoever's left.
But where's Derek Anderson and what's his face on
Brady Quinn?
Gonna go.
Brady Quinn can't start
Brady,
yet.
Brady
He's already
Quinn
proven
is
that.
Not
no, he'll be the starter.
Caliber.
He will be the starter. I guarantee that Brady Quinn will
why,
be the starter.
Why will
he
will starter?
Bring the Browns down to a new 0-16 level.
But here's the thing, though. They think that Brady Quinn is the future of that team.
Brady Quinn sucks worse than JT O'Sullivan. I'll say it right now.
Before his draft, a lot of people thought he was the future of the NFL, and then I watched him sit there for like 18 picks.
Dude, I'll
well,
never
did you see him play in
that
college?
Was hilarious.
Now, did
yeah,
did
I
you
he
did you
watch the draft?
I watched that draft pick and I just remember dying laughing.
Wait, who did the Browns pick over him? Who was that?
Over who?
Over Brady
Quinn. The offensive
lineman? Got picked over.
Okay, it was offensive lineman.
It was an offensive lineman. It was their number three pick.
Yeah, because they were talking about Brady Quinn right before then, and then they had the camera right on him, and then they had to go somewhere else to get that one guy.
Every
oh, that was
pick
priceless.
They kept panning back to him. Maybe
yeah.
It'll be this time.
And he, as a boyhood dream.
I was going to say, that was the best part. The boyhood dream of being a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, they pick an offensive lineman.
That's
and
funny
then they
as
get
hell.
Him, like, what, 22nd? 23rd,
yeah. But
like that.
Even then, he was taken way too high.
Why was he picked so late? Because I thought that he was, like, one of the, what, the top three draft
picks.
You
were expecting him to be up there, LaDainian and Peterson.
He got hype. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That
right,
is
right.
All Quinn is. He went to Notre Dame. He was under the fat guy from the Patriots. You know, and that's
Romeo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way. But that was the biggest thing was he was since he went to Notre Dame and the Patriots just won that Super Bowl, he was hyping him up. He was hyping him up. So everybody thought he was going to be this great quarterback. He sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
They didn't even
you.
Get to a bowl game, I don't believe.
No, not with him.
No, they didn't even get to a bowl game.
Yeah, that's right, because didn't he choke on, like, if he all he had to do was
choked on everything.
Yeah.
Even cock.
Balls deep.
You know whose cock he choked on?
Joe's. And that was in Whitney.
Oh. One podcast. Can we go one podcast without talking about that makeup splattered cow who is now pregnant?
Oh, wow.
But this is
by
about
Joe?
Football.
The next podcast, who's the daddy?
Bow, chicha, bow, wow.
But how do you think that Brady Quinn feels when he still can't get a starting position, and Joe Flacco walks right in.
You know, Flacco walked in and did the job, though.
He barely did the job. It was Ray Lewis, basically, who did everything.
I was going to say, for Joe Flacco, it was mostly the defense. The person who you really got to be surprised by is Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan actually
Matt Ryan won games. He's the one who won the games. It wasn't the defense. It was, well, some of the offense, but he's the one who won, and that was very surprising.
He had a great wide receiver.
Sometimes
when
you
kick
the ball
awesome.
Out of bounds.
Yes, but the thing is, I'm wondering if it was almost a fluke year, though, because, I mean, he didn't do that well in preseason, but
he doesn't have anybody to throw
you
to,
know what?
Though.
Dude, well, at the that's end, true. Yeah. I know it's only preseason, but the Raiders are 4-0, just like the Lions.
The Detroit Lions are 4-0. All
right, they were taking on the Jaguars, and he really hurt, though. I mean, I saw that game. I was working.
Working what?
Working my meat.
Pull.
A balls a deep. All right, so is there anything else you guys want to talk about? This is the part of the show that we're not sure we're going to talk about.
All right, here we go. Since this is a fantasy football
podcast. Let's do it.
Who does everybody think should be the number one pick in the fantasy draft?
I'll tell you who's not going to be. Fucking LT. Cocksucker.
It's a legitimate question.
Who I think will be the number one pick?
Who should be the number one pick? If you had the number one pick in our fantasy draft, who would you
go with?
Which
I will have.
Oh, well, that's because you balls.
I think it... Overall, it will be Adrian Peterson, because I still don't think that there's anybody that's going to match up to him.
Yeah, thanks for everybody that let me get AP in the junior league. That was great.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What's everybody think about Reggie Bush?
Because I think Reggie Bush would also be as good as Adrian Peterson, but he cannot stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know,
no more deuce either.
I think I would probably pick AP up. I mean, I was so surprised of how well he did this year. But I would probably pick up AP after him. I mean, I almost hate to say it, but I mean, Forte, you know, I mean.
That's my number one.
Here's the problem, though. You know, yeah. I mean, to go off on a small tangent, when you use him for half of your offense, he's going to get hurt. I mean, when you throw the ball, when he runs the ball, almost every down, he will get injured. And so that's why, like, I have reservations of saying Forte. But, I mean, Bush is another one I'd probably throw up there. So,
but you can't rely on him staying healthy.
No, you can't.
But you can always go back to Peyton Manning, who always puts up the fantasy numbers that you need. I mean, him and
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. I mean, look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees was the MVP this year, and he didn't get it. He didn't get it. Did
I think
he?
Warner. You know, I said Warner was the MVP, but
well, Warner has the yardage. I mean, he'll throw what 300, 350 yards a game.
Warner also had the wins.
Yeah,
but yeah, Warner also had a lot better receivers than Drew Brees had.
Regardless,
yeah,
it all comes down to wins and stats. And when I mean, if you don't have the players, I mean, if you want to throw, you know, who has the, I mean, you could throw Kyle Orton into MVP if you really wanted to, because look at the shit he'd pulled with the shitty receivers he had.
But the thing
is, got a point that without the receivers, you're not going to make the catches.
Right. I mean, if you want to get to the Bears,
that's what I'm saying.
The Bears need two wide receivers. Actually, they only need one, I think, because I still think that Mike Haas is still the guy. And they also have, Brandon Riddell? Brandon Riddell's good. And they've never been able to do anything with him. But I think that they need a veteran. If they were to get someone like Torrey Holt to come in, a veteran guy, a leader, I think that would change things up. And plus, I think Kyle Orton, I think he's a little overrated myself.
Holt could draw the double coverage.
But Kyle Orton did do very well last year.
Surprisingly, I mean, but the thing
he
is, he loves
it. Because when you're throwing to Marty Booker, come on.
Even though that one.
Lloyd, let's not forget about him.
Yeah. Well, even though that one catch that Booker had, the one handed one, was pretty fun.
Actually, that one was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was.
That was pretty cool.
And I also think the Bears need to get a really good safety.
And a free safety.
I think Roy Williams is the guy. You bring Roy Williams in, and I think if you bring Torrey Holt in, I think the Bears will actually do something. I wouldn't see them going maybe 11 wins, but maybe around the 9 again.
I think they'll make the playoffs if they get those two guys.
I predicted them to go 9-7, but I also predicted Green Bay to go 9-7. Green Bay would have a divisional win over the Bears. Green Bay would go. So, but here's the thing. The NFC North plays the NFC West and the AFC North.
Okay.
You know, in the NFC North or NFC West, You know, you have Arizona, who they will probably lose to. I think it's in Arizona also. They will beat San Francisco. Yeah. They'll beat the hell out of St. Louis. And they'll probably beat the Seahawks. That one is in Seattle, though. So,
well,
which
I
I'll
think,
be going to.
I think Seattle will be, you know, a lot better. And I think Matt Hasselbeck will be more of a good quarterback with TJ.
I agree with you. I do. They needed a wide receiver.
It all comes down to health.
But see, was TJ that good because of Chad Johnson?
No, or TJ was that damn good. Because he played, I mean, when Chad was hurt, he stepped up.
Right, and here's my thing about TJ. Even when, you know, like Chad Johnson was your deep threat, all right? Mm-hmm. But TJ was, he would go over the middle and he would take the hit.
He was the possession receiver.
Right, but see, someone like Chad Johnson is a pussy. I'll go on Mark. He's a fucking pussy because he doesn't want to take the hit.
And T.O. is an asshole.
T.O. sucks, dude. I'm sorry, but T.O. is way overrated. He was good at one point, but he's not good now.
Top
he
three,
sucks.
Top three wide receivers that KSL picks in the draft.
I would say definitely T.J.'s the number one. Then I say Randy Moss.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald is number one. What the hell are you talking about?
Larry Fitzgerald is number one.
Now, does he
one.
Go in the first round?
Yes.
I would pick him up.
He goes in the first round?
Yes.
If it comes to me and he's available, I'll pick him up, and then I'll probably pick Warner up right afterwards and take my chances. With Warner getting hurt the first play, you know.
Yeah, I picked up Warner when Oshie Umenyora went out. That was a great, great pickup.
Yes, it was.
No.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah, Andre
top five.
Johnson would be in the top four.
I say number two for Johnson, but
he still put up the numbers. His quarterback.
I do too, but
well, that's the thing though. He's a good wide receiver with a shitty quarterback.
Well, Andre Johnson, it took him a while to actually start getting throws to him. He wasn't he suspended the first two games or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was out the first two games. Andre Johnson was out the first two games. I don't know if it was suspension or injury, but he was out.
He was hanging out with Wrong Mexico.
Ah, that's Reggie Wayne will get thrown to him more.
Reggie.
Top four.
I would put Reggie Wayne in my top five. Trying to think of the breakout one.
I think TJ will be on there.
Marion Barber. Probably.
Marion Barber's
a wide receiver.
Running back.
We're talking wide receivers. Hi, welcome to the conversation.
Ty, when the fuck did you get here?
No, but I think, like, you know, I would say that TJ would be probably the third one. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. Definitely. So I think on that note, we should wrap it up.
Like your mom should have.
Just like your mom should have. You should.
Mom can't wrap anything up except for presents, asshole.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and end this on a 45-minute note. All right. Ty, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem.
All right. And Dave, thanks for coming on the show.
Not a problem.
Aaron, twitter.com/APHughes.
I just want to give a shout-out right now to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to Mike Smith, I know you're listening to this, and I know you just heard your name. And so I want you to be like, oh, my God, they just said my name.
And I also want to thank...
I love you, Joe!
I also want to thank the Diet KSL Whitney. Champion, Mr. Doug Hahn.
It's going for a repeat. First time ever.
First time repeat? That would be pretty interesting.
You forgot to introduce the 2006 KSL champion. Mr. Aaron P. Hughes.
From twitter.com/APHughes. All right, and of course myself, Andrew Hughes. And I want to say thanks to
myspace.com/99souls.
Oh, that's mean, dude. All right, anyways, I want to say thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions and all the listeners out there and all the players in the league.
I'd like to thank myself, too.
And Ed, I just want to announce that IBWhip.com. That's twitter.com/IBWhipcom. I don't know why he put that.
.com.
He actually just replied me to let me know that he wished he would have came down for it. So,
oh, okay.
Well, you need to let him know.
We'll
definitely call you next time.
And he said come down, but he's in Peoria. We're in Kiwani. Wouldn't he have gone up?
Yeah, exactly. But if you go south far enough, you
eventually come
back.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
Back.
He could have carpooled with Doug. Until next time, I'll see you guys on the field.
peace out. Right,
that's it. There's no like how
there's
can
no
you
ending.
How can
there's no how, ending.
How can Ty get laid?
Roofies.
Roofie colada.
Roofie colada.
Coco Cabana.
Doon 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 doon
doon doon doon doon doon doon. Yes, we're still recording.
So is there anything else you have to go over for
are you an ass?
Football or no?